The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Mokana relics, the ransom price for the return of Rima Barton. Malin Smith and Dr. Petrie enter the Great Pyramid at Giza and discover Fu Manchu calmly awaiting them in a chamber. The exchange made, Smith, Rima, and Petrie return to the outside, where Petrie and Shan Greville hurry Rima off to the nearby Mina House Hotel. Returning to the pyramid, Petrie and Greville learn that though the building entirely surrounded by police has been searched, Fu Manchu cannot be found. Nor has he come out. As Smith and his companions stand before the pyramids discussing the situation, a crowd of fanatical Arabs move toward them with the shrill cries of...
Mokanna! The prophet is reborn! Mokanna is risen!
This looks like an attack, man. Back to the wall. Weymouth, call in your police.
Smith! You others! If you're armed, pick your men. Get the leaders. Those men in the front rank.
Hold it, Chalino. They're unarmed. They're watching the pyramid, not us.
They've stopped. They're at the head of the plateau.
What the devil is this?
Great Scott. Look up there on the side of the pyramid. They're bright light, Nayland. Lighting up a figure.
By the gods. How did he get up there?
The only place on the pyramid that can't be reached.
It's uncanny. Impossible. No wonder the beggars are impressed. It's the legendary figure himself. Green robe, sword, creed, mask and all.
Weymouth, where the deuce is he?
Gone with some of his men. They're climbing the pyramid.
It's the one spot they can't reach, I tell you. They can't get up there. By Jove, the figure's disappeared. The light's gone out.
Ah, the blighters are getting out. Going back to the village.
Well, gentlemen, Dr. Fu Manchu has set us a nice problem. Either he or some disciple has been posing as the reborn prophet. From Afghanistan right down to Egypt.
By God, I believe you're right. It certainly looked that way.
I know I'm right. Up to now, he tricked them. If he hadn't gotten hold of the relics tonight to show them to that gang, he'd have been found out sooner or later.
This spark is going to set off a bonfire, Nayland.
He tricked us, Smith. He tricked us. But by the gods, I've tricked him.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh. I don't trust you, Barton. Well, there's nothing else we can do here. It's up to Weymouth and the police now.
Sir Lionel, did you search Davidson's shaft?
That rat hole? No. And I'm not going to. Have the blasted pyramid closed and watched, and that's all there is to it.
How the deuce could he have gotten out?
I wonder. We went through it with a fine-tooth comb. The king's and queen's chambers, the great corridor, and the underground chamber reached by Davidson's shaft.
Then you searched Davidson's shaft.
Yes, and found nothing. How he got out, I don't know.
Well, I suppose we can go back to the Mina House Hotel, then.
Yes, Weymouth knows what to do. He'll carry on here. Come on.
How about transferring Rima to Shepherd's tonight?
What's your hurry to get back to Cairo, Barton?
Ali Mahmud. I want to be there when he arrives with our baggage. And Mina House is too close to the pyramids in case Fu Manchu...
Fu Manchu? What?
In case he's still in the neighborhood.
Well, as long as he has the relics, he won't bother you. But perhaps you're right. It isn't a good idea to have our party separated. What do you think, Petrie? Can't she be moved?
Yes, I'll look after Rima. You and Barton and Greville go back to Cairo. I'll be along later with Rima.
Well, Greville, things have become strangely quiet these past few days. Oh, by your memory of that period between 8 and 3 o'clock the other night, it's still a blank?
I'm sorry, Smith, yes. It's as though that period of time had been lifted out of my life.
He will be crowned in Damascus. Those words mean nothing more than that a beggar whispered them to you.
That's all. And the repetition of the words in Paulo Sui's letter.
The phrase irritates me. I can't get it out of my mind.
As you say, things have become strangely quiet here in Egypt.
They have, since that blasted pyramid episode. What can you make of it?
And the dervishes seem to have completely vanished. Gone back to the desert.
Or to Damascus.
By Jove, I wonder. Nothing came from the watch over the pyramid. Fu Manchu and his daughter have vanished utterly. Now, what does it mean?
Probably that their base of operations has been changed. The absolute absence of rumors bothers me. You ask what I make of it, Barton? Frankly, I don't know, but I'm going to find out in Damascus.
Well, so it's the Mukana business that brings you to Damascus, eh?
Right, Glenn. What do you know about it? What do you know about the phrase, he will be crowned in Damascus?
Ah, so you've heard. Yeah, you would, naturally, being in it up to your neck. Government at home is a bit wrought up over it. Uh-huh. From all I've been able to gather, the movement's about due to come to a head here in Damascus.
I see. Well?
Underground Telegraph has it, and you know how fast news travels in this part of the country. But there's to be a general gathering of wise men, several hundred of them, here in the Great Mosque in the next day or two, at which the reborn prophet is to appear in person.
The sword of God, the creed engraved on the gold plates, and his face hidden by the golden mask, I suppose.
Right. But there's another rumor floating around among certain influential imams who oppose the Mokana.
Oh? What is it?
These men claim that the insignia borne by the new Mokana, proving him to be the reborn prophet, the sword, the creed, and the mask, are fakes.
What? Fakes? Where the devil did that originate?
In Persia. Isfahan, I believe.
Fakes, eh? Oh, Glenn, I think I'm beginning to see light. I'm remembering something Barton said a few days back. He said he's tricked us, but I've tricked him.
Oh, I don't follow. Bring me up to date, old chap.
Ever hear of Dr. Fu Manchu?
Fu Manchu? No, the name's unfamiliar.
Korean, Tibetan, no one knows rightly what he is. It was at Rangoon where I first came in contact with Dr. Fu Manchu and the Sifan. But I think he's the one who's been impersonating the Mokana. I know he has the lost relics in his possession.
By Jove, impersonating the Mokana.
He or one of his disciples, yes. Without the relics, he had to resort to trickery to hold his followers.
Well,
now that he actually has them, you see the possibilities?
Gad. In possession of the mask and the sword, he could drive those fanatics into a frenzy.
As he did there on the pyramid last week. He's a master of strategy, Glenn. He had those dervishes in the palm of his hand without uttering a word.
Well, no wonder Damascus is seething. I understand now what they mean by he will be crowned in Damascus.
If there's any truth in the rumor that the relics are fakes, I think I know what Sir Lionel had up his sleeve all the time.
He knew all along the things were imitations?
That could be the answer.
Well, then, where the deuce are the authentic relics?
Suppose Barton, fearing reprisals by the Mokana's followers, had duplicates made up in Isfahan. Wouldn't that account for the rumor of fake relics?
Yes, if there's been a leak through whoever made them up for him. But that still doesn't place the authentic articles.
Sir Lionel Barton's not only intelligent, Glenn, he's clever and cunning to boot. Why do you suppose he blew up that tomb? Certainly not, as he claims, to cover his tracks. Barton doesn't work that way.
By Gad, I see what you mean. The authentic relics are still back there under that mass of ruins.
It's a possibility. Fakes, eh? By the gods, Glenn, it just came to me. Barton spent days with an old jeweler up there in Isfahan. Solomon. Solomon Ishak, that's the name.
Want me to help you run the thing down?
Yes. Our job here will be to stop Fu Manchu from playing the Mokana. How's your Arabic?
Oh, as good as ever.
Well, if you're game, we'll be at that meeting at the Great Mosque.
Mm. We could go three fire dervishes.
Right. I'm going to denounce Fu Manchu or whoever's behind that golden mask as an imposter. That the relics are fakes. The leaders of practically every tribe in Arabia and Upper Egypt represented here tonight. Gad, Glenn, what a gathering of fanatics.
Careful. If these devils even thought they'd find unbelievers under these kufiyas, we'd be done for.
Yes, indeed. Senussi, Rifaya, Ahmadi, Kadiri. Gad, they're all here. Even Tuaregs are represented. See that pair over there?
Easy. Those refs are looking over this way. Remember, we're supposed to be some of their crowd.
I'll have to move fast, Glenn.
Wait. Watch the pulpit. That old whitebeard's going to harangue the crowd. Listen.
Praise Allah! Allah is great! There is no God but Allah! Give ear that ye may hear! Open your eyes that ye may see! Prostrate yourself seven times, and seven times, for he is here! Mukana the prophet! Mukana the great Maji! Mukana the masked one is here! He is reborn as was written! He is truly risen! He stands before ye ready to lead ye against the infidel. In his hand is the sword of God. Behold!
There, Nayland, beside the imam.
Gad, the same figure that appeared on the Great Pyramid.
Fu Manchu?
Oh, it can't be. This man's younger by 30 years. I can only see his face. Work over closer to the door.
It'll be touch and go, Nayland. But go ahead. Start your show.
Istana Shwaya! Istana! Wait! Listen to me, men of Islam! That man who wears the mask of Makana is not the true prophet! He's an imposter! The relics he bears, the mask he wears, are not the true ones! They're imitations! They were manufactured in Isfahan! It's trickery!
Command lines! They are spies! They desecrate the prophet!
All right, Glenn. Come on, let's get out.
Make for the side door. There, beside the altar.
Hurry. These two, they are not riffs. Stuck in their spies. Infidels. Death to them.
Not the main entrance, Nayland. This way. The side. The side entrance by the altar.
Look out, Glenn. Look out.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.